Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Hi.
Hi, I was just calling. I wanted to let you know that we got that second authorization in for 42 hours from Keystone.
Okay.
Okay, the only thing that you have to have in mind is because each authorization is its own separate thing, you would have to clock in on, let me open up the calendar. So on Tuesday, you'd have to clock out at 1 p.m. and then clock back in right after that. Let me just explain to you why. That way, we have 11 hours in as separate shifts that we can bill VA for, and then the 42 hours as separate that we can bill Keystone with. Okay, so write that down. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., you'll just clock out, clock right back in. Okay?
Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me get an ink pen. So on Tuesdays, clock in.
You'll clock in your usual time at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And then at 1 p.m. Yeah.
And then clock out at 1 p.m. And then clock back in?
Yes, right after that. Just do it in one clock out, clock in. Right there. Just make it a separate shift in your app so that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and one more thing. Your direct deposit, I wanted to just double check the last four digits of your account number to make sure we have that in correctly. I have 7638.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so you'll be getting that every Friday for the previous week that you work. Okay, now I'm going to, looks like you guys are both good to go. So I'm going to assign you to your coordinator. Her name is Valerie. She'll help you with the clocking in and out, and she'll be your source of contact from this point on.
Right? Okay, so I never got the thing for the, do they have to send me a thing for the HHA?
Yeah, so that's where you'll clock in and out from, and you'll be discussing that with your coordinator, Valeria.
Okay.
Now, for today's shift and yesterday's shift, you're going to be doing a timesheet because we had that little delay with the insurance, okay?
Okay, so for yesterday, I clocked in at 10 and clocked out at 5 or 6,
yeah.
Due to 1. Okay, and then today, clock in, well, since today is Tuesday, so I will put in for 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and that'll make it 11 hours.
Mm-hmm. You'll do 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and then you'll do 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Okay. Okay, and I'll do that for today.
Yeah, for Tuesdays and Tuesday.
Okay, just on Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's right. Every other day, you'll just clock in the beginning and then clock out at either 5 or 6, depending on if it's the weekend or the weekday.
Okay. Now, I can fill out the timesheets. Can I send them to you today? I mean, well, send them to you tomorrow, or when do I send you the timesheet?
So it's preferable. Oh, actually, because Monday is the beginning of the week, either way, you'd only get paid for this week next Friday. You understand?
Right.
So
right.
You can send it at any point this week.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Just try to do it before Monday, 12 o'clock is really the deadline, but obviously if you can get it in earlier, that would be preferable.
Okay. So they have to be in on Mondays before 12 o'clock.
Yeah. That's the deadline.
Okay. All right. So I'll do that because I think you the one sent me the email for the timesheet.
So in your email that was sent there.
Yes. So I'll fill the one out for yesterday and send that to you.
Okay, great. All right, looking
forward. Okay.
Okay, so you should be good to go. You can let your patient know, Robert, and keep an eye on your phone for a call from Valeria. She'll take over from here on.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.